Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for National Talk Black, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. A voice for our people, so do utilise it. A big shout to First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, our Deadly Black Network, and look, telling all our stories, all our yarns, and delivering all our conversations that are not conversed over the mainstream radio stations as such. So there it is, a powerful tool for our mob, so do add to the conversation here on 1-800-422-416. Yeah, the budget has been delivered, and the nation's economic engine is roaring back to life. Aussies nearing retirement will be encouraged to downsize their homes. Changes have been made to superannuation. Mental health services are going to get an extra $2.3 billion. Experts say more is needed, but the government delivered a $3.4 billion investment in women. And where will that be spent? And it's ironic that we're going to be catching up in yarn soon with Dr. Lenora Riss, a lecturer, and she's a lecturer, sorry, in economics at RMIT University, research fellow with the Women and Public Policy Program at Harvard University, and Women's Leadership Institute Australia, National Chair of Women's in Economics Networks, and commenting on the 2021-22 federal budget. And we have Dr. Lenora on the line. Very good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. Thank you very much for having me. I'm joining you today from the beautiful lands of the Yugambeh people in southeast Queensland.
Thank you for the acknowledgement. Big shout out to the mob down there. Thank you very much for joining us. So we're talking about the budget and all our beautiful women. How did we fare in the budget? Yes or no? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a lot to be appreciative of in this budget compared to last year's budget.
Yes.
I think it's if we make a comparison, the government did go out of its way to acknowledge the ways that the COVID recession did affect women in a more severe way in terms of job losses. Mm. And it has gone out of its way to produce what is called a women's budget statement, where it's listed a whole lot of the expenditure packages, the support measures that are there to support women economically and also in terms of safety. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot in the overall budget in terms of aged care and mental health, which is important for all Australians, but we also know that they are sectors that disproportionately employ more women as well. So there are aspects of the budget throughout which are really positive for all people,
yes.
But also it is compensating for the fact that women were left out of the picture last year in some respects.
Well, for a long time, the women have been on the shelves, so to speak, in regarding the budget and moving forward. They say this country wouldn't be a country if it wasn't for our beautiful women. And looking at your statements here, cutting pink tape to increase women's workforce participation, boosting the availability of care, increasing paid parental leave for dads. So that all comes into the space of protecting and nurturing our women.
Yes, there were quite a few policy measures that we can identify from the research. You know, before the budget was announced, it was quite clear the ways in which we can do more to support women's workforce participation, improving childcare affordability. That's important for all working parents, but disproportionately that is one of the things that keeps women out of the workforce. Something like paid parental leave for fathers, we didn't see that in this year's budget, but that's an example of how it's not just about looking after women or thinking about what's holding women back, but also how how do we make our households and our society more gender equitable? And that means encouraging and supporting more men to be involved in looking after their children. There's great opportunity for Australia to do more, to offer a longer period of time for dads to spend time with their newborn babies and to play a role in caring. So that wasn't in the budget, but it's an example of what we mean by just taking a gender lens, a gender equitable approach, and not having these stereotypes that it's always has to be women who look after the children, and also, and for men to really embrace taking on that caring role. When we look at the bigger budget, we're going to be investing more and more in aged care, mental health care. Predominantly, it's been mainly women who have been employed in these sectors. It would be great to see some sort of campaign that really lifts the importance of these jobs, and so that relatively more men felt like they can belong to those sectors, and they see it as aspirational career pathways for them as well.
Well, exactly. I've got a friend who's a qualified lawyer, and his wife a professional sales marketing person. And when they had their first baby, he became Mr. Mum and loved it for 2 years.
So that's
it does
right.
work.
I
it's
mean,
powerful.
It's all about what works for overall well-being. And building those family ties with young children when they're really early is so important for family relationships and the overall, as much as possible, to build that harmonious, you know, family unit where both mum and dad play as much as possible an equal role in their children's upbringing, and so that children also see those role models that, you know, mum and dad and whatever, if it can applies, you know, to same-sex partners as well, that we see that all partners, all parents have a role to participate equally in the upbringing of their children and caring for their family members. So I think generally, I mean, coming back to the budget, there is a lot there that focuses more on people, on mental health, on aged care and women's safety. And I think it was really welcome to see that there were announcements, particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and children, support for helping with family violence and abuse and treating that as a priority cohort, as we
It's about the protection of our women and our children. When you look at the fatalities that happen over the years, it's ridiculous, and that in itself is a pandemic, is it not?
That's an excellent way to describe it. It is. We talk about what threatens the lives and the well-being and the you know, all the opportunities that we should be entitled to as a human right in our lives, and for women and children, and disproportionately for that to be amongst our Indigenous communities. I think you're right to describe it as a pandemic, because it is a threat. It's an ongoing, persistent threat to those women's lives, and so we really need to prioritise it. There are announcements in there expanding legal aid to create more culturally safe services. They're all really welcome announcements. The question is always, is it enough? And really the answer is, look, we'll know it's enough when those rates of abuse, of hospitalisation actually drop. Then we'll know it's enough.
Exactly. But when you look at $3.4 billion, look, money's a tool, and it's a bigger tool than what we've had in this space. So let's work with it, and we'll come back to the table, say, like 12 months' time.
That's right. I mean, it's about using the money really wisely.
Exactly.
We're spending a lot. Partly that's to try to revitalise the economy, having gone through the recession.
Exactly.
But at the same time, when we spend, we have to make sure we spend on things where we invest in people, where we invest in boosting the future productivity of our economy, our society, where we invest in well-being, and we have what's called an inclusive recovery, so we don't leave people behind, because really that's the fundamentals of a really thriving economy and society.
Exactly. Look, a beautiful conversation, and look, thumbs up, and love and respect to all our beautiful women out there, and thank you for the conversation, and we'll be yarning soon. Stay in touch, please.
Thanks so much, Trev. Thanks for your support.
Bye, Dr. Lenore.
Thank you.
Adela Young. Dr. Lenora Riss, her name is, lecturer in economics at RMIT University, research fellow with the Women and Public Policy Program at Harvard University and Women's Leadership Institute Australia, also national chair of Women in Economics Networks. So wear many hats and commenting there on the 21-22 federal budget. And the Prime Minister ScoMo was woos women in budget, including Sam Kerr and the Matildas, talking about the $3.4 billion amount of money delivered for protecting and nurturing our women in this country. Fantastic. Have you say, Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, at BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, I'm going to talk to Daily Brother now, Mitch Tambo, who's got a new single out, Dreamtime Princess. We've got the brother on the line. Mitch, very good morning. How are you?
Yama yama, thanks for having me, my brother.
Oh, too dearly, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yama yama, Mitch Tambo here, proud Gamilaroi man, and just pumped to be here on this deadly radio station. That's the North DTP, Dreamtime Princess.
Well, too dearly, my brother. Look, fantastic. We're going to play the deadly track, Dreamtime Princess, but tell us about, first the naming and the lyrics and the reason why. Look, love and respect all that beautiful women out there. So go into your description of Dreamtime Princess, brother.
Yeah, sure. DTP was birthed when I was a young fella and a couple of brother boys, you know, always having a yarn and just like, you know, what kind of girl do you want when you grow up? What kind of wife? And I turned around and was like, I want a DTP. And they're like, what's a DTP? The Dreamtime Princess, my people.
Yeah.
And they all just called me Womba Crazy and had a big laugh, you know, big yuck eye. And then, later on in life, it just come back to me and I thought, you know what, that's a deadly song title. Like, yeah. I'm going to do this song, Dreamtime Princess.
Good.
And, you know, then it started to get really serious. I started to have some conversations with some other sisters about, you know, their domestic violence relationships and
yes.
their story. And then I dove a little deeper into, you know, the statistics of domestic violence. And at that time, it was, you know, in our community, our women, you know, were 35 to 80 times dependent upon location to be hospitalised due to domestic violence than any other woman. And
yes.
it just kind of fell on my shoulders, you know, because sometimes I think with a lot of things, it just becomes normalised, you know, and we don't think too much about that. And it just hit me really hard. And then I went and seen Black Panther. And, you know, all these young brothers and sisters are coming out just pumped, you know, Wakanda forever. And I come out real emotional because, you know, in that movie, the women are fierce warriors, they're entrepreneurs, they're at the top of the food chain, so to speak, and
yep.
at the same time it was shot, and their beauty was just so very well, you know, highlighted. They look so incredible, and it just made me think of our communities before colonisation, you know, we come from matriarchal societies, and, you know, it just made me emotional. And then I've seen an episode of Red Fern Now, and this sister, she got pulled into an alleyway and raped, and I just laid on the ground and just cried for like half an hour, and
yeah, brother.
All sort of fell on my shoulders because, you know...
So was it pulling your emotional strings there, wasn't it, brother?
It was, you know, and made me really think about how, you know, we hear about kings and queens and all of these titles, and there's nothing more royal than the women of our communities. We're the oldest living culture on the planet, and that only
second
comes
that,
through our beautiful matriarchs, you know, through their, through their sacred wombs. So here it is, Dreamtime Princess. It's just a celebration of all the deadly matriarchs in our communities and just a song to celebrate and commemorate. I come from a deadly single mother and you know, I've got a beautiful, strong West Papuan wife and some beautiful stepdaughters and just really want to celebrate and let that flow out into all communities and all women from all walks of life.
Yeah, my brother, and look, big shout out to all our beautiful black women out there and to all women. You know, here we are, good timing regarding the song Dreamtime Princess around Mother's Day, and you know, love and respect all our beautiful mothers out there and our beautiful women, and they are queens, they are princesses, and we need to love and respect them, we need to stamp out domestic violence. So fitting the song Dreamtime Princess, my brother.
Thanks so much, I appreciate the support, and yeah, you couldn't have said any better, eh? Big shout out to all the beautiful matriarchs there, and all women from all walks of life, and all the brothers out there, you know, it's not about condemning, you know, our brothers that are in DV relationships and all that stuff. It's about opening up the conversation and going, you know, my brother, it's time to heal. It's time to open up those wounds and talk about it, because we can't be making our trauma our partner's trauma, you know, because that not only, you know, puts our women down and in really terrible situations, but it flows onto our children's and it doesn't break that cycle. So we've got to have these conversations so we can heal together and, you know, stamp it out for good.
Now, too deadly, too strong, my brother. So, brother, look, you're having a great journey in life and using music as a tool to deliver a message. How are you enjoying that journey as such, Mitch?
Look, you know, it's a journey and not every journey is perfect. You have your ups and downs, but, you know, I just believe in what I do and I'm just really passionate and just love, you know, our culture. I love my language. I love everything to do with my identity, and I just want to share that and continue to learn and to progress and to grow. And you know what it's like. You know, it's the forever journey, and I'm just blessed to be on mine and music as a tool to, you know, obviously share and celebrate my language and culture.
No, that's too beautiful, my brother, and you're doing a fantastic job at that, and feel it in your voice when you do sing and the words you choose and regarding your lyrics. Very passionate, brother, about our people and about your craft. Where are you based, Mitch?
I'm in Melbourne. I'm in the cold.
Shut up. I'm sitting up being G-strings here in North Queensland, Cairns.
Hey! You're
Dreamtime snorkel. Dreamtime snorkel. That's it, brother. And look, you must drop in and see us when you come to Cairns, brother, and we'll take you out on a reef and see the beautiful Great Barrier Reef. And drop and see us here at the Murray Radio Station here in Cairns too, my brother.
Straight up. If you're shouting the snorkel, you can snorkel me all the way up and down that coast.
Knock off. Too deadly, brother. Look, beautiful chatting with you. Fantastic, brother. Congratulations. Dreamtime Princess. We're going to have a listen now. Look, we'll be in touch, my brother, and keep doing what you're doing. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, Mitch.
Deadly, thanks so much for having me. Hey, shout out to all the mob.
Too deadly, brother. One love, bro. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there with the deadly brother, Mitch Tambo, is the First Nation and Sony Music recording star, and he's got his new single out, Dreamtime Princess. Want you guys take a listen, and it's empowering women everywhere, to all our beautiful black queens out there, black princesses, and to all beautiful women across this beautiful globe of ours. Love and respect our women, stamp our domestic violence, our beautiful warriors out there, brothers be strong, and love and respect your women. That's the message from the deadly brother there, Mitch Tambo, with his Dreamtime Princess. Take a listen. Too deadly, you mob.
Selected, respect, connected to the oldest living culture in the world. A living, breathing reflection of a nature wild, beautiful beyond measure. Love every treasure. A mother, a lover like no other, brother. Full of love and affection, direction, perfection. Did I forget to mention that complexion? Yes, led by the spirit. Time to heal it, don't conceal it. Open up your heart and let her steal it. Hell yeah, she's a Dreamtime Princess. She's a Dreamtime Princess. I'm just a witness to her greatness. She's a Dreamtime Princess. We turning around, making a sound, stomping the ground, filling up our spirit, feeling proud. Appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying. She be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity. That's just a reality, yes, a mentality. Never slipping or flipping or tripping, always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land above me long. It's time to stand strong. Come on! She's a Dreamtime Princess. She's a Dreamtime Princess.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
A very good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trip, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumble Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Okay, next segment we got is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by IGA, Piconi's IGA, that's Brisbane and Edmonton, and they give us a box of fruit here at Bumabibra Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle, the message we deliver to for school-based traineeship. So big shout out to our young ones and entering into this space in Indigenous media. Fantastic. So I have a yarn with the guys coming to join me, Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke, and she brought a couple of bodyguards. And that's Acting Sergeant Dan McEntee, and also Constable Naha Martin. Good morning to you all. How are you all?
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. Morning. Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, thanks for coming. Great, great, great. We'll start with you, Nicole, sister. Who your mob? Where you from?
So my mob, my grandparents are from Yarrabah. Mm-hmm. So I always do that every time I'm pointing over to
Yarrabah. Point. Like, yeah, so the people can see where you're pointing. Yeah. It's radio, sister.
And we're from the Yindinji Nation.
Yes.
But I grew up in Brisbane. It was my mum, she was raised here, and I only moved up to Cairns in my sort of, I guess, early adult years.
Okay, there you go. Come back to stomping grounds.
Mm.
Fantastic. Mm. And senior, Acting Sergeant Dan McEntee. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Trevor.
Good. So where do you stem from?
I stem from Adelaide down in South Australia, in the southern suburbs.
Yes.
Colder weather to where up
Thank
here
you.
In Cairns.
And exactly.
I sweat a lot up here, Trevor. I'm not used to
the humidity.
Yes, the humidity really takes control of my body very easily.
And I must admit, those blue uniforms are not cool uniforms.
They're not. I guess they've got to be work for operational duties that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for wrestling. They don't tear too easily.
Not wrestling. I can wrestle you, big boy. And also your bodyguard, Constable Naha Martin. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. And the role that you do?
I'm a first year constable, so just learning the ropes.
Yeah.
Got lots of good.
Got your training wheels on.
Got my training wheels on and learning the ropes with how it works out on the road. So
fantastic.
Enjoying it and loving it.
Fantastic. So, Dan, Acting Sergeant, so you've gone into a new role, have you?
Yeah, that's correct. I've come from the Criminal Investigation Branch as a detective and now relieving in the District Crime Prevention Team. Our role there is to assist members of public with crime prevention initiatives. So it could be giving tips and preventive measures on how to stop being a victim of crime for, say, burglary offences.
Sure, yep.
And also working with our other sections such as the Domestic Family and Violence Unit, helping the aggrieved or victims of domestic violence.
Yeah, and speak of domestic violence, it is Domestic Violence Month, and I think, Nicole, I'll bring you into the conversation, a very important month it is. Domestic violence, like racism, we need to stamp it out, but domestic violence is a different kettle of fish, and we need love and respect to our women and children out there, yes?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I've asked Dan along to if he can come and talk about, like, I guess what we're doing here in the Cairns area, as well as also statistical information, because what I think is important is that people are aware of how badly DV is across the community.
Yeah.
So when they see it in their family, it's not just happening in their family. It's happening in many families.
Yes.
And especially around, I can only speak for the area that I work in. So around here. And the one big message is that we want is that for people not to be bystanders. Don't get involved, but call 000.
Unmute yourself.
Yeah. And get in and help. Call us. That's what our job is to do. We're
don't here. Put yourself in danger.
No.
But act on what you're witnessing or what you're seeing, yep.
Yeah. And 000 is a free call.
Okay. And you can be in confidence. No, we don't need to know who you are.
No, that's right. Yep. All you're doing is calling up, police, we need police here now. This is what's happening.
Sure.
And then we'll come.
Yep.
So, yeah. But the one thing is, and I know that we're national at the moment, but just for what we're doing here in Cairns.
Sure, yeah.
Dan's got a fantastic layout of what's happening over the next coming weeks.
Yeah, for sure. And I could just mention there, Trevor, you said the words unmute yourself.
Mm.
And that is a really key message we'd like to get out there, that we all play a part in relation to domestic violence.
Yes.
And if you do see it happening, contact police and we'll be there to assist any person that's a victim of domestic violence. Here for the far north, we look up look after areas from Cardwell out to Croydon all the way up to TI.
Yes.
And we've got some activities that are running throughout the month of DV month.
Okay.
The key ones that we have at the moment is you'll see at the local shopping centres at Raintrees, Earlville and at Cairns Central. Mm-hmm. We'll have some of our police liaison officers out there on the stands for roughly two hours at a police stand, and they'll provide
for conversation, education, all the above.
All the above. They'll be there to be a listening ear. If anyone wants any information on domestic violence, they'll be there to provide that.
Look, and it's very sad, but it's becoming, pardon the word, but a pandemic. And when you look at the death fatality of our women and our children, you know, it's devastating.
It is, Trevor, and we're finding statistically nationwide is up to 17 per week victims of domestic violence are happening, and that's a really worrying number.
Yeah, of course it is.
Here for the far north, statistically, we police officers attend up to 5 incidents a day, and we're one of the highest rates in Queensland for the far north.
Not a trophy violence. We want, do we?
Exactly right. It's not a bragging moment, that's for sure.
Mm. So the ideas, well, I said, having those promotional conversations with police officers at the shopping centres.
Yeah, you know, exactly. That's a start to it, and giving that education to people if they know somebody or are a victim of domestic violence. It could be the first step that they take is heading to one of those shopping centres and speaking with a police liaison officer.
Well, sometimes the victim can't get away from the perpetrator. You
that's
know what I mean?
Very true, and we always encourage people to come forward to police, and we will have a secure location. If it's not a police station, we can arrange it for them to attend another location where it's private and confidential.
Yes. How are we in regard to when a perpetrator is arrested? Where's the protection then for the victim once the perpetrator is arrested?
So I'm just going to give an example a normal police get called because a domestic violence has occurred at a house.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that we'll turn up, we'll investigate. Now, we'll investigate if there's an order. So if there's already an existing order in place, then that allows us to...
Someone's breaching the order then.
Someone's breached the order, which then we have powers to arrest the respondent. So we arrest the respondent and then we look at, we do a review. We think, is this order enough to help protect the other party as well as there's possibly children in the house.
Yep.
If we don't think that that is enough, we can apply for what's called a variation, and we can vary the existing protection order for the existing order to include more conditions.
Okay.
So it's sort of really starting to nail down behaviours in those orders. So that's, we can ask for all of these things, and it goes back to before a magistrate, and it's still at this stage when it's dealing with an order only, and we're asking for a variation, it's still sitting at a civil level. So no one's in trouble. We just want changes to that.
Of course.
However, the respondent...
But you can only request that, can't
Yeah,
you?
That's right. Yeah. However, the respondent has to be dealt with to do with the criminal by breaching the order. So whatever they did, say they were yelling, screaming, using violence, smashing furniture, they must be dealt with under
for
the...
For their actions, for what
for
they
criminally,
did.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
And so... When an order is placed upon a perpetrator, then the perpetrator, you can't police where the perpetrator is and what they're doing. So they can go back to the house, even though they know they're not supposed to do that. But there you go. It's hard to police it, isn't it?
It is very difficult to police, Trevor, but the state government and police are putting things in place, I should say, in terms of GPS monitoring bracelets on perpetrators if it's serious enough.
Okay.
And we're obviously putting contact conditions that they're not able to return to certain addresses or perhaps contact the victim of the domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is to happen and we locate and arrest that person, we can they'll be in a show cause position, which means they've got to show the courts why they should be released and not held in custody.
Sure. And look, and sometimes it's a double-edged sword, you know, and when the victim may know that the order's been placed, make the phone call, and then the perpetrator responds to the phone call, they turn that around. Oh, he called me.
That's right. And that happens quite a lot. Like
if
it's in a situation, in fact, I went to a job very, very similar to that yesterday, and the party who called the other part, so the aggrieved who called the respondent, said to me, I need help with the children. And this is very, very common.
Yep.
And that's fine. And my message, the reason why I'm giving this example is, I totally understand that you need help in the house with the children.
Of course.
However, you need to set down strict boundaries that you're allowed to come here, but to help me with this, this and this, and then I need you to leave.
Mm.
That's helping you to protect yourself and the children.
Lay down some ground rules, so to speak.
Yeah, and prevent any further domestic violence that could happen. Because I'm always saying he, but it is always likely going to be
90% he, but also thinking of the brothers out there who are being domestic violent.
They're the perpetrators,
victims, yeah, exactly.
When the respondent comes, it's usually all... it's in a rosy state, everyone's friends and they're loving and all the rest of it. However, it just only takes that one little thing that can just make both parties start arguing and fighting again.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Set those ground rules. Come to help me wash, feed the kids, make lunches, dinners, whatever.
Yep.
And then we'll have a coffee or whatever, one drink or something, and then you need to go.
Yep. Fair enough, yeah.
But Nay...
In a perfect world, yeah. Now, do you want to add to the conversation there, Nay?
Yeah, so I'll just talk about a bit of our powers that we have as police officers. So we run under the Police Powers Responsibilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
The main power in that is Section 609, which is entry of place to prevent offence, injury or domestic violence. So you've got the right to go into that house. So it gives us the power to go in.
Yep.
So I'll read directly off the actual legislation, just so the viewers know exactly, what it is that we have the power for.
Yep.
So underneath the section, if there's an imminent risk of either of the following happening at a place, that's injury to a person, an offence involving damaging property, or domestic violence is occurring, has occurred before the police officer's arrival at a place.
Okay.
So that gives us the power to go in. It is lawful for the police officer to enter the place and stay on the place for a reasonable time necessary. So that gives us power to go on. And
in and out, virtually.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not 3 hours later, sitting up there having a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dan's laughing. You've done that, haven't you, Dan?
I've spoken to certain incidents where it may not be domestic violence, but burglary victims, they come have a coffee with me and I've stayed there for a reasonable time, that's for sure.
Yeah, thank you. Let's talk about it. Put the kettle on.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, serious matter, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then the other big one is under 609 subsection 3, the police officer may detain anyone at the place for the time reasonably necessary to establish whether a reason for the entry exists. So we can go in, we've got power to enter, we've got the power to detain anyone in the place, we've got the power to search the place, make sure there's no risk of injury, make sure everyone's all right, and that gives us power to detain, search.
And if unfortunately you find some drugs or something to that effect, things they shouldn't be doing, well, they made their bed.
It's just added on cause at the end of the day.
Exactly, so. Yeah. And look, that's why we're here, to prevent injuries, of course, fatality. Love and respect our women out there and our children out there. It is Domestic Violence Month. That's what we're talking about here with the Edmonton Police. You want to add to the conversation there, Nicole?
As well as DV Month, there's plenty of programs like Dan was just speaking about the people that we've got set up at shopping centres up here.
Yep.
But there's also a... It's a Ruby. The program's called the Ruby Program, and it's Rise Up, Be Yourself. It's a free strength training program for women who are experiencing or have experiencing or could be experiencing domestic violence.
Yep.
And it's free.
Yes.
It's run by the PCYC Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
And the sessions are run by a female group fitness trainer with a female Queensland police officer.
Okay.
And I'm going to this on Thursday, so there's going to be two police officers there.
Sure. It's free for all women.
Yep, free for all women, like in the deep, who are sort of caught up in the DV of aspect. But if you're coming to support someone...
Or just even for protection, how to protect yourself.
If you're coming to support someone who's been going through DV, you're not going to be turned away.
Okay, lovely. There you go.
It's designed to empower women and help build physical strength.
Mm.
And that contributes to the general overall well-being and their emotional resilience, their self-esteem, confidence.
Yes.
Improving through your physical, the way that you're physically looking.
Yes.
And trying to build that environment at home that's free of domestic violence and it's safe for you. So sure. it's women, I guess, bonding together and building each other up.
That beautiful.
Empowerment, exactly. which is the words that they use.
Exactly.
So do come along to that. It starts at 10.
Mm-hmm.
It runs at 10 a.m. every Thursday at the – that's happening at the Edmonton PCYC.
Okay. Now, yep. this program's run throughout the state, Queensland?
I'm not sure if it is. Dan's saying it is run throughout the state, but because I only go to the
one. To other states and territories, inquire with your local police station.
Yeah. And there are, and I'm quite confident there are similar ones to these,
sure,
but for here in Edmonton, the Edmonton one is Thursday at 10 a.m., but make inquiries close to where you live with your PCYC.
Well, a little exercise like that or a program like that can help the victim evade. Yeah, the perpetrator, or just to escape,
yes,
to get away at harm's way, that could save your life.
It could, and because you're mixing with other like-minded women. When I say like-minded, nobody there. It is it's an environment free of judgment. You're not going there to get judged. No one wants to judge you.
Sure, exactly.
You're there to seek help if you need it. Mm. We can direct you to the right places.
Mm.
We can put you on the right places. Or we're there at that time.
Yeah, rise up, be yourself. I love that, Ruby. Thank you. All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Great to see you both. Nice to meet you, Dan.
Thank you.
Good luck with your role. Naha, thank you for being you.
Thanks very much.
Yep. And Nicole, we'll talk soon, sister.
Yes, we'll do. Take care.
Right.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Too Deadly, beautiful yarn there, Edmonton Police, and that segment there, which we're yarning and talking about Domestic Violence Month. And to our brothers out there, be strong, walk away, do what you need to do. And to our beautiful women out there, be safe and reach out for help. Help is there. And look, we just need to stamp it out and love and respect our women and our children. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Yeah. change gonna come my way. Black woman, black light, domesticated as borderline. The change gonna come my way. A change gonna come my way.
Tudele, change is going to come. That's Ruby Hunter, Honey Ruby, with us in spirit. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say 1-800-422-416. We're live at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. All right, what we got coming up, AFL for this weekend. We got Friday night football with the St Kilda up against Geelong. And then on Saturday football, we got the Sydney Swans up against Collingwood. And then we have the Hawthorn Hawks up against North Melbourne. Gold Coast Suns up against Brisbane Lions. And then we got the Richmond Tigers up against GWS Giants. Port Adelaide go up against the Western Bulldogs. And the Bombers up against Fremantle. And we got Melbourne Demons up against Carlton. And West Coast Eagles up against Adelaide Crows. That's the draw for this weekend coming. So may the best team win. May your team win. That's what it's all about. But it's about counting your losses as well. But stay strong, you mob. Look, Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hots again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic. Need to abide by the rules and keep yourself safe. That's what it's all about. Not to be a lackadaisy mob. Too deadly. One love.
You're the reason.